to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, Meme group, Facebook group, Twittering, and Instagram. Oh, and I guess, YouTube, right? Yeah, because you could be listening to this on YouTube. We now have 100 subscribers on YouTube. So look up Eric Tenkar on YouTube. Subscribe if you'd rather not listen on Anchor or one of the podcaster things. Some people just prefer YouTube. You can put it into your rotation. What the heck? It's all the same. It all goes to the same place, your ears. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, I as many of you know, I am crowdsourcing a Town March City Guard source book supplement. We may make it a zine. I don't know. Or zine. Because that way we could have multiple releases. We could be thematic. And we wouldn't... Man, my throat's bad today. We wouldn't be beholden to the pace of any one person. There's about 14, 15 people involved in a project. And if we do a zine, and I guess zine is the proper way to pronounce it, so I've been told, so I shall do it. If we do a zine, we could put out, again, multiple issues as work is done. Maybe one's going to be more town-based. Maybe one's more dealing with the criminal justice system. Well, we can work it out. I tossed it to the group. We'll see how that works. But the reason why that even came up into my head is because I was saying to myself last night, as I was sitting down in Rachel's yoga room, which has kind of become our family room, I guess. I don't know. We don't use the living room right now. Don't ask me why. Couldn't tell you. But I was thinking, I'm trying to clear time, clear my plate. I got projects in the works. And I also have a lot of stuff that's on the blog that I've released under the OGL, whether it's classes, it's all Swords and Wizardry stuff, by the way, whether it's for White Star, or Swords and Wizardry, or Swords and Wizardry Light, or Continual Light. I've got creatures, monsters, NPCs, classes, magic items, spells, and I was like, I think even a setting pitch. And I was like, I really should grab this stuff and start releasing it on drive-through or, I don't know, print-on-demand, doing it myself. I have the long stapler. I have the printer. I could probably do it. I'd only probably release this stuff in print at conventions, and God knows when the next convention's going to be that I'll be going to. Might be the last one that I went to. It might be TotalCon in February. But I was thinking, because this whole Zine thing, Torchlight, which was going to be a low-impact Zine, then was going to be a multi-person Zine, then it got rolled back, then it was going to become, with the release of Swords and Wizardry, new box set, we were going to put out a zine or a magazine. And then I got sick. So that went out the fucking window. And I'm thinking, I have the header, and I actually have about 40 OGL releases on the blog that I could easily roll into a zine. I just have to teach myself how to do actual fucking layout for a zine. It would have to be, listen, we were all digest size. There's very few zines out there that are full size, and those that are kind of stapled alongside. And yeah, that reminds me of the early Tunnels and Trolls releases, but I don't fucking think I can do that shit nowadays. So it would probably have to be digest sized. And I'm thinking, I could do it, release them as pay what you want, but then that would be like the 4-page release, like you print it on one sheet. Or 12 to 16 pages, $1, $1.50 a release. just to get this stuff out there. And I think by doing that, I'll also encourage myself to write more. Which is never a bad thing, right? Writing content's usually a good thing, I would say. So, but this coming Wednesday night, Bad Mike and I, Bad Mike, North Texas RPG Con, also Frog God Games, we have been doing Talking Crit fairly regularly over the last couple of weeks. And we found out we have stuff to talk about every week. And there's been a desire, a request, an interest in it for us to spin it off as its own podcast. So starting next week, Talking Crit with Bad Mike and Tenkar will be its own podcast once a week. But we have also locked down a very special guest. And it's somebody that I am excited to sit down and talk with. For Mike, it's his man crush. And that's cool. Mike is going to be like squealing like a four-year-old girl on Christmas. But we're going to have Greg Gillespie. Greg agreed today. I think we got the time settled. Barring unforeseen circumstances, now in the world of COVID, and in just general circumstances, I mean, I've tracked how many fucking Kickstarters over the last 10 years. Shit can always go wrong. All right? Shit can always go wrong. But as it stands right now, I would expect the first episode to be up sometime Thursday. I'm sure I'll share about it on the blog. I don't know. I'll mention it here. It should get released through Anchor, so it might take a while for it to reach other podcast catchers. We shall see. Maybe I should actually put up a sample episode or preview episode zero this weekend just to get the podcast catchers distribution going. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I have fun with Mike. Mike and I have a lot of fun working the tables at conventions. We just really mesh well. And the podcast with Mike is just simply a fucking blast. Now, that doesn't mean that and our plan is to hopefully have a special guest every week. Might not always work that way, but between the two of us, we figure we know enough people. We should be able to work that out. Some people might not be as big as you might want them to be, but for us, they're big. And some people are going to be probably the size you're going to go, how the fuck did they get them? You know, hey, Mike's like the power behind the throne, so looking forward to it. Folks, I'm cutting down my speech about COVID. Use your common sense, okay? Do what you need to do to keep yourself, your family, your friends, your community safe. I'll leave it at that. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll your dice. And, God willing, I will talk with you all. Tomorrow's. Later, folks. Be good.